Chapter 10 The Caves at Uluru. Early the next day, Tracy, Daryl and his grandfather arrive at the caves.
We must find that old sign near the entrance,
Daryl says. He climbs a rock to see better.
There's the sign, Tracy, near the rock.
Tracy runs to the rock and sees the sign on the floor.
Yes, the tunnel is here,
she shouts.
I'm going in.
No, Tracy, wait for us,
shouts Daryl, but Tracy is in the cave. She finds something on the ground. It's her mum's mobile phone. Tracy puts the phone in her bag. Suddenly, Daryl and his grandfather hear Tracy shout. Daryl runs into the cave and sees Max and Bob. Max has got his hand around Tracy's neck. He's holding a gun. Bob is standing near the box of paintings.
Don't do anything stupid. I've got the girl.
A tall woman appears with Daryl's grandfather. She's also holding a gun. She throws her keys to Bob.
Put the box in my Jeep.
Then she turns to Max.
Bring the girl and her friend. They're all going on an expedition.
Where to, boss?
Max asks.
To the desert,
the woman says.
They can try to walk home from there.
You can't leave us in the desert,
says Daryl.
We haven't got any water.
Tracy hears this and she feels ill.
The police know about you thieves,
says Daryl's grandfather.
They're probably coming here now.
Let's go,
says the woman. She pushes Daryl's grandfather out of the tunnel. Max pushes Tracy from the cave. She's very frightened. Bob is in the Jeep with the box of paintings. They all get in the Jeep and Max drives to the desert. After 20 minutes, he stops the Jeep. Bob pushes Daryl, his grandfather, and Tracy from the Jeep.
Have a nice walk,
says Max with a smile. Then he drives away.